Thy word is a lamp unto my feet and a light unto my path. It's time now for Light for the Pathway with W.A. Thompson.
And once again, we greet you in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. I pray that you are seeking to serve the Lord and to please Him, knowing that we have been given this opportunity to serve the Lord Christ. He has set us on the stage of life at this time. And we are instructed by the Lord that we are to be subject to the higher powers. You know, I've been reading some history of various nations and the philosophy of these various nations. And in one culture, it was thought that the whole purpose of man's being was to be for the building of the state, building of a nation, that you were a good person if you were contributing to the building of the state. And that is what communism says, in a sense, that you are to worship the state, that you are to have no other god before the state. And these various societies ruled in such a way that they trained the children that was the way they were to think. But Christianity comes along and tells us that if we are good Christians, we will be good citizens. But our loyalty is to be to the Lord. We worship the Lord and not the state. We do not worship an entity. We worship the God of heaven. And the scriptures tell us concerning this, let every soul be subject unto the higher powers. For there is no power but of God. The powers that be are ordained of God. That means, of course, that the Lord is the one who has brought the government into existence. And the government cannot lift up its hand against God. The government cannot exalt itself above the Lord. Now, the government is a servant. We are not servants to the government, but the government is a servant to us. It is to provide us with the liberty and the freedom of movement, to carry on and to be what God would have us to be. Now, if you will consider that when Christ Jesus our Lord was born in the fullness of time, that he was at the time there was the Latin for the language of the court, there was Greek for communication, and the Hebrew language, of course, the scriptures being preserved, Aramaic and so on. And the Roman government was in place, and so there was freedom to go about and to carry the message of the gospel everywhere. But it was the government that the Lord was using to do this work. The Apostle Paul, whenever he ran into a problem, when he was about to be persecuted on several occasions, he declared his Roman citizenship. He used that fact to protect him. Now, we are to use what the Lord has given to us, and he has given to us government. Now, the Lord is a God of order. Even those lands in which there is a government that is hostile to God, the Lord has permitted those to be in place. Now, those governments can only go so far. They can only persecute us physically in this world, but they cannot go beyond the grave in its persecution. It can destroy by our physical bodies, take away certain liberties, and that those acts do not mean that God has departed from us or that the Lord has abandoned us. We can take, for example, the Acts of the Apostles, chapter 12. One apostle is beheaded. He is murdered. The other is set free and continues on. Now, was the Lord fair and just in all of his doings? He's still at what he was then, and he still is. He chooses what time we come into his presence. But he uses governments, and the governments can only go but so far. Heavenly Father, we ask for the blessings of the Lord again upon us to be bold in our witness for Christ. For Jesus' sake we pray. Amen. Let's continue in the book of Exodus now, chapter 34, beginning at verse 18. In this passage, we start with the Feast of Unleavened Bread, and the Lord makes it to be brought to us. This is a repetition of that which he's already said. Several of them come about. First of all, in verse 18, the Feast of Unleavened Bread shalt thou keep. It is not a suggestion. The Feast of Unleavened Bread shalt thou keep. 7 days thou shalt eat unleavened bread, as I commanded thee in the time of the month of Abib. For in the month of Abib thou camest forth, or came from Egypt. Now that was the beginning of time for Israel. Israel's clock started on that night of the Passover. That was the first month, the first day, and that clock continues to run for Israel. And the Lord said, all that openeth the matrix is mine. So the firstborn and every firstling among the cattle, whether ox or sheep, that is male, the Lord says that this is to be mine. Now look at this, please. The Lord gives the creatures. He is the one who gives life to the creatures. And the Lord says, the first belongs to me. Now, will you tell him no when he is giving air to those animals to eat or to breathe and food for them to eat? Tell him no. No, I don't think you want to do that. Even today, are you willing to give to God the very first? He will not have your leftovers. You go to a restaurant and buy yourself a large T-bone steak, and you eat all of the meat off the steak and look at it and cut as much as you can and say, well, I'm going to save this for the Lord. Do you think the Lord would be pleased with that? Also, another instance in which man will look at his flock and he'll say, that's good enough for, and maybe make the statement, you've heard the statement, that's good enough for government work. Well, many times people will say, the Lord wants me to be happy. He wants me to have good things. No, you remember the widow's mite? He didn't change her from being a widow. He didn't change her from being poor. He noted what she did. He took note of her. We know about her. And I'm sure there were many people in between those economic situations. One was very poor. The wealthy were throwing in their coins out of their abundance. Or even in Malachi's day, a man would go out and look over his flock, and he would choose the very best for himself. And if he saw one was weakling, sickly, he would say, well, we'll give this to the Lord. He didn't want to upset his crop, his flock. He wanted to keep the best for himself. And that's the way it is with many people in their giving. They will give the Lord what's left over. And concerning their time, we'll not give the Lord our very best today. We'll save that for ourselves. And when they're tired, well, we will start having our personal devotions. And you fall asleep because you're so tired. You gave your very best to polishing the brass on the ship that is going down. And you gave your last to the, and your worst energy, your worst time of attention to that which is eternal. Things are out of kilter. We are to give our very best to the Lord, and then he gives to us strength to take care of the other things. So we are to give to him the first. And many times people will look at their paycheck, and they'll look at their wants, the bills they've run up, the things that they want, they bought what they want, and they say, well, Lord, this is what we have left over. And Lord, you want me to maintain a good testimony. You want me to pay my bills. Well, why didn't you say that before you looked at the item you wanted to buy and get yourself in debt? Why did not you say, well, no, I have to give the Lord this portion. I will honor him first. Then so many people will do this kind of thing. Give the Lord the leftovers. And, well, you know, I'm so tired tonight. I think I'll stay home. Well, the Lord has brought the church into existence for the saints. And if you don't support it, then who will? If you don't pray, then who will? If you don't let your light shine as a Christian, then where will the light come from? You worn yourself out on vain things, on selfish matters. You've gone your way. You've sought your own pleasures, and you've told God, later, I'll see if what I can do for you later. But right now, Lord, I have a worship service, and the worship service happens to be myself, my will, and what I want, and what I want to do. And Lord, then we'll see what else is left over. Oh, that's the way people are. That's the way people are. But the Lord said, the first is mine. He said that, and he gives to us all of it that we have. If you have 1,000 units of something, the Lord gave you 1,000 from the number one to 1,000. And you say, well, I'll use the first 999, or I'll use as many as I have and can and want and like, and whatever's left over, Lord, that's yours. But the Lord says, the first is mine. He causes the animals to live. He causes the crops to prosper. He causes the family to blossom and to bloom. And we say, we'll give you what's left over. How sad it is. The Lord says in verse 20 of Exodus 34, but the firstlings of an ass thou shalt redeem with a lamb, and if thou redeem him not, thou shalt break his neck. All the firstborn of the son, thy sons, thou shalt redeem, and none shall appear before me empty. Who can question or challenge the Lord on what he said? All of the firstborn is God-owned. You know, you see things, signs saying, owned, created, made in America, or made in America, owned by Americans. Well, listen, all in this world is God-owned. He has made by the hands of God upon it. The living things, he made every living thing. And all of this commotion, all of the sin, that's got the devil's mark on it. Made by the wicked one. But God made every living thing. And the Lord says these things are to be hallowed, the first, to be set apart unto God, to be his, and none shall appear before me empty. Listen, you cannot make an excuse and say to the Lord, Lord, you'll have to understand, there is something you can give to the Lord. There is something you can do, can give to the Lord. There is a matter of the sacrifice of praise that you can offer up to him, but none shall come before him empty. And the sacrifice of praise, even out of pain, you can offer up thanks and praise and rejoicing to the Lord. You can offer something unto him. Verse 21, 6 days thou shalt work, but on the seventh day thou shalt rest in the earing time, and in the harvest thou shalt rest. You see, God is concerned about man. He tells us that we are to rest, to have time spent with him before him, to have time spent in meditating, and that body, which is the temple of the Holy Spirit of God, is to be cared for, to find rest, even in the midst of harvest, the busy time of the year, the busiest time of the year, the time you've been looking to, even in that time, you shall rest and remember the Lord. Our Heavenly Father, we thank thee for thy great care and concern for us. Help us, I pray, to understand thy great love to us and for us, and we'll be careful to praise thee in Jesus' name and for his sake. Amen.